With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Special Trump envoy Steve Witkoff and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner are in Israel this morning. They're looking to strengthen the fragile Gaza ceasefire, which has been violated in at least one instance. President Trump says Ukraine should surrender some territory in order to end the war with Russia.
Even though Russia is the aggressor, and despite his recent openness to helping Ukraine win, the president now says most of the contested Donbas region of Ukraine should go to Russia.
What I say is they should stop right now at the battle lines. Go home, stop killing people, and be done.
At the current battle line, most of Donbas would be in Russian hands. The president plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A shocking heist in France with the thieves making good their getaway.
In mere minutes inside the world's most visited museum, the Louvre in Paris, thieves rode a basket lift up the facade, forced a window, smashed display cases, and fled with priceless Napoleonic jewels. Officials say the daylight heist took place about 30 minutes after opening, with visitors already inside. One object was later found outside the museum. French media identified it as the emerald-set imperial crown of Napoleon III's wife, Empress Eugenie. It was reportedly recovered broken. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is not impressed by Saturday's so-called No Kings rallies.
The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
The president says he's no king. His supporters say that if he was, he would have shut down the rallies. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 106 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 110 points. This is SRN News. A watchdog group issues a warning.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kirk County, Texas, which was devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are helping people get back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out $250,000 that it received in private donations for repairing rooftops, replacing vehicles, or covering rent, among other things. It got an additional $560,000 from the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. This is SRN News. More American adults support President Trump's handling of the Gaza conflict after he brokered the ceasefire. That according to a new AP NORC poll.
The survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research reveals that President Trump's apparent success in the world stage has not yet improved his overall standings at home. In interviews, even some of his voters said he needs to do more to address issues such as the economy, health care, and immigration. The poll was conducted October 9th through the 13th before the hostages and prisoners were freed in Israel, but after the ceasefire deal was announced. In the new poll, about 4 in 10 U.S. adults approve of the way Mr. Trump is handling his job as president overall, unchanged from September. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Toronto Blue Jays' 6-2 defeat of the Seattle Mariners means there will be a decisive Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. The winner of tonight's showdown in Toronto will face the NL champ L.A. Dodgers in the World Series beginning Friday. More details, SRNNews.com.